Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The media had a chance to meet Fred Glass yesterday, and the director of athletics for Indiana University gave us a tour of the new South End Zone, plus addressed game day concerns as we get closer and closer to the home opener against the Ohio State Buckeyes on August 31st.
Ohio State, you do have some special things for Ohio State, and I'll put a time out and say this, I think it's exactly right. When you're playing an opening game against a conference team, a division rival, right, second in the country, that's a big game. That's undeniably the biggest game, biggest opening game in any university football history, and we are approaching it as such. Again, I encourage everybody to get here early. It's a gigantic opening game. I'm not announcing a sellout now, but I'm very, very confident it will be a sellout crowd. All the lights are very, very close. There are the traffic challenges. There are the new security measures. So please get here early. To Bloomington, get here early into Memorial Stadium. I think we've got it all set up. I decided that the 37 would be better than it has been. I think these walk to metal detectors will minimize challenges, so I don't want anybody to be scared off about coming. We're committed to make it a very positive experience. Please help us help you have a great experience by trying to get here early.
As we told you last week, new bag policy, clear bag policy, what sizes you can bring, what you can and can't do, and the addition of metal detectors will slow down the process a little bit. Get here early, that's the cry, on the 31st for this big event. Reds baseball returns to the airwaves tonight. They're at the Great American Ballpark hosting the Cubs. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Catching up with Fred Glass from his press conference yesterday. Everybody's fired up for Ohio State, the home opener, the Big Ten opener, coming to Memorial Stadium a week from Thursday, August 31st, 8 p.m. All the bells and whistles of ESPN will be there.
ESPN game day, as you all know, will be here from 6 to 8. First time they've been in Bloomington for a football game. We'll be broadcasting inside Memorial Stadium. We'll be broadcasting that in turn up on the north end of the Jumbotron. There's also going to be the ESPN Megacast, with which you're probably familiar. Six different broadcasts across at least three or four different stations: ESPN News, ESPN U, ESPN 3. And this is the first regular season game in broadcast history that has had the Megacast, if you will. It's only been for college football playoff games heretofore. So it's a big, big deal, and I want to thank our facilities folks who have worked extra hard to facilitate that, because as you imagine, might imagine, it takes a lot of juice, a lot of wiring, a lot of extra effort.
When you throw in the Ohio State traveling contingent, the new security measures in place with clear bags and metal detectors, you understand why the cry is going to be for the next 7 or 8 days, get here early. The great news is the newly relocated Hoosier Village will be open early. As Fred mentioned, the gates will be open early as well, 5:30, with all the concession stands up and functioning. So you can sit back, watch the pregame festivities, and not have to worry about missing kickoff. For more information, head to iuhoosiers.com. Reds and Cubbies tonight, 7 o'clock pregame. Our first of 3 nights at the Great American Ballpark. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.